Good morning. Thanks a lot for listening to the Up and Running Morning Show. On 98.1 KZE, I'm Rick, your host, and joining us now live on the telephone is our weekly Wednesday guest, the general manager of Northern and Southern Dutchess News and the Beacon Free Press, Mr. Curtis Schmidt. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick. Beautiful morning.
So far, so good. Yeah. Some rain's coming in my forecast. And some wind. Could happen.
Okay.
Like a 60% chance of it.
All right. You know, I'll be ready.
Mm.
Maybe I won't grill tonight.
All right. Well, hopefully
we have
it won't
a lot going
rain.
On. Yeah, we have a lot going on. Oh, my gosh. A lot of stuff coming on, or events happening this weekend. It's like, you know, it got warm, and all of a sudden, it's boom. We're doing everything.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So we're going to start with some baseball. The Renegades are back, or well, they're home for their first home stand of the season, and they started it off in fantastic style last week. They won 3 walk-off games in a row. That's a new record. New record. 30 years, new record. For those who don't know that much about baseball, walk-off win is when you win the game in your last at bat, and you walk off with a victory. So they beat. All these games were against the Aberdeen Ironbirds, and they started off with a 3-2 dramatic victory, bottom of the ninth on Tuesday, and then the next night they won 5-4 in 11 innings, and then on Saturday they won 4-3 in 9 innings. So they're now 9-6 on the season. They lost last night at home to Bowling Green. Bowling Green bowled them over 7-0. But they're at home at Heritage Financial Park in Wappingers Falls all week long. Go out and see a game.
Love it.
Okay, yeah.
And there's some great things happening in Rhinebeck.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be on May 1. Mark your calendar, May 1, for the annual Taste of Rhinebeck. So if you're looking for a way to spend a nice, you know, spring evening, you know, with culinary treats and friends in a picturesque setting, well, that would be Rhinebeck, you know.
Yeah.
Taste of Rhinebeck, Wednesday, May 1. Great way to explore the village and satisfying your senses. Array of flavors, farm-to-table delicacies, artisanal treats. It all benefits the Rhinebeck Chamber's autism supportive community.
Nice.
Yeah, that's great.
What else is going on Saturday?
What else is going on?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is all happening now Saturday. Okay.
Saturday's a big day.
Saturday's a big day. We're going to start with National Rebuilding Together Day. If you want to get out there, volunteer, and, you know, help people that need some work done in the home. You know, National Rebuilding Together Hudson Valley is a local affiliate of the national nonprofit Rebuilding Together. That's going to be National Rebuilding Day, Saturday, September 27th. They try to ensure healthy homes and communities for everyone. They work year-round to provide home repairs for our neighbors in need.
Love it.
75 volunteers are going to be out there on Saturday. 3 homes. Check out the papers. Find out where they are and see if you can help.
Are they coming to Phoenicia?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, tell me about a hard walk.
we're also Saturday. It's also the Hudson Valley Heart Walk. That's going to take place on both sides of the walkway over the Hudson, 61 Parker Avenue in Poughkeepsie, also over in Highland. Starts out with opening remarks at 9 a.m., followed by the Heart Walk over the bridge and back. Registered Heart Walk, Hudson Valley Heart Walk, heart.org, Hudson Valley Heart Walk. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, also, this is going to be a little later. Now, this is next week. Sports Museum of the Hudson Valley is opening. Had their opening day on May 4. Runs from 11 to 4. That's also in Wappingers Falls. That is, you know, games, crafts for kids, and learn all about the tours. The sports museum with all of the people who've been put in the hall.
That's
just great event to learn about the Hudson Valley. All the sports guys. And women.
That's really cool. I didn't know there was a sports museum of Dutchess County.
Yep.
How cool.
No, it's actually Hudson Valley.
Hudson Valley. Even better.
No, it's just, Dutchess County, Hudson Valley.
Okay.
They play all over.
All right.
All right. So now, if you're interested in maybe doing a little something different.
Something different?
on Saturday. Yeah, they have a sheep and wool showcase up in Claremont.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What goes on?
Well, it's up in at the Claremont Historic Site in Germantown. Music, aroma of hot food, brilliant yarns, soaps, artisanal goods from local makers. That event runs from 11 to 4. Tickets are $12 per car.
Nice.
That's at Claremont Historic Site in Germantown.
$12 per car. We got the clown car. We're going.
There you go. And now, if you want to go to the other end of the county and really have a cool ride.
Yeah.
That's a boat ride.
Yeah.
To the Bannerman Castle.
That is cool.
Bannerman Island. They're starting their tours this Saturday. Mm. April 27, the tours actually go all through, from now through November.
Oh, cool.
This is their 30th anniversary year. They won the Dutchess Tourism Award for Excellence last year. Your public's invited to take a tour, enjoy a play, concert, film, fundraiser. Check out the schedule in the papers. But they leave from a pier on the Beacon waterfront near the train station. The boat rides about 20 minutes each way, out to the island and back.
That's cool. And maybe they'll take you on a boat ride to the island, see a concert, enjoy the ruins or the what's left of Bannerman Castle, and then head back. Sounds great.
Yeah. But actually, in the last couple of years, the troops from West Point have worked to
restore it.
Restore everything over there. It's really looking sharp. Like I said, they have room for you to sit outside on an island in the Hudson River. How cool is that?
Love it.
And enjoy food and a play and a boat ride each way. I mean, what more could you ask for?
Mm, that's about the best.
Yep.
Curtis,
Bannerman Castle.
Thank you so much.
On.
Yeah, for informing us on all the activities. And we can read all about these great events in all three papers, Northern and Southern Dutchess News and the Beacon Free Press. Curtis, tell the folks how they can read it online.
Online, just go to sdutchessnews.com and click on the paper of your choice. Put it up in PDF format and looks just like the newspaper. That's what we try to do, make it as authentic as possible online and just read it like you would read a regular paper, but it's on your computer.
Mm. Well, thank you, and we look forward to checking in with you next Wednesday. Thanks for keeping up with all the great locally events and keeping us informed. Pick up the papers, Northern and Southern Dutchess News and the Beacon Free Press today. You'll find them all around. Curtis, all the best to you and your staff, and we look forward to next Wednesday checking in with you again.
Okay, thank you, and best to all the KZE listeners.
All right, it's the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE.
Hi, this is Kathy from Abba's Falafel.